I'm at Catherine Hill Bay today, and you might not know where that is. It's right at the top end of the Central Coast, just into Lake Macquarie Shire, off the Pacific Highway. Take a right, just not far past the Guanlan turnoff. And with me to talk about an event coming up on the long weekend at Catherine Hill Bay is Damien Hawcroft, who is organising the art show for the Back to the Bay Cultural and Heritage Festival. Thanks, Damien, for meeting me at this beautiful place today.
It's a pleasure, Meredith. Welcome.
First of all, let's tell people, what is Back to the Bay? What's the purpose of it?
It's a good question. The purpose is Back to the Bay is to encourage people to appreciate that Catherine Hill Bay is heritage listed, one of only two villages in New South Wales. It's a very special place. It's a very beautiful place. And it has that that other dimension, the additional dimension of being a heritage village. So we're trying to encourage people, invite people to come to the Bay to see, to embrace the beauty of this place and to appreciate the intrinsic value that it does offer, not only the community, the local community, the wider community, and also the country as a very special heritage. And the reason why it is a heritage-listed village is because it was a coal mining town. And the first houses were built and the first coal mining commenced in around 1875, 1880.
Wow.
Yes.
Long time ago.
Long time ago. And the reason why they found coal here was because of the, Captain Cook and the various people, when they were sailing up the coast, noticed this black band in the side of the headland, which is, they recognised that and they knew that from England, that that was coal. So by marking those locations, they then started to explore these areas and then utilise the coal. So originally they used to have these little sailing boats called cutters, which would take about 30 ton of coal. And there's a little bay on the eastern side of the village, and that's where these cutters would come in to the bay. Men would push the coal in little wagons out into the water and tip them into the cutters, and then the cutters would take coal to either Sydney or eventually Newcastle. And it grew from there.
And it's beautifully located, isn't it? So it's like north of Lake Munmorra, and Lake Macquarie's inland from here. So it's an amazing place. It's surrounded by, I don't know what, reserve, is it?
You've got Lake Macquarie, and then you've got the Pacific Ocean, and then south you've got the Munmorra National Park, State Recreational Park. So it's surrounded by water and both still water, ocean water, and also you've got these parks surrounding us. So over the years, it's sort of a green belt. It's a green belt between the expansion of Newcastle South and the progress of Gosford Central Coast North. Yeah. And it's a green belt that not only supports people, pleasure, craft, but also it supports our flora and fauna, and it's a very, very special part of this world.
Yeah, he's pretty passionate about this, Damien. I'm talking to Damien Hawcroft, who's the art show organiser as part of the Back to the Bay Cultural and Heritage Festival coming up on the October long weekend, Saturday and Sunday, 5th and 6th October, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Let's talk more about that now, Damien. What's going to be happening at the festival itself as well as the art show?
It's going to be a wonderful 2 days. We've got, unfortunately, we're competing with the Rugby League Grand Final on Sunday.
I wouldn't worry about that too much.
But but as far as the 2 days, we're having the old school that was supported the community here was eventually sold. And the people that had bought that school have done a remarkable job on rebuilding it. On doing so, there's a girl that lives locally called Linda Ross, and she is part of the Ross family that do the gardening show on 2GB on the weekends.
Yeah. We have that on Coast FM.
There we go.
Graham Ross, we have a little segment called
Wonderful.
Graham Ross every day on Coast FM.
Fantastic. So Linny, we call her Linny, she helped design the garden for the school. And it's full of olive trees and vegetables and fruit. And so she's giving talks. Not only is it an open day for the school, for people to stroll through the gardens, but also she's giving gardening talks about gardening, composting, nurturing, etc. You can hear the birds.
Wow.
Yeah, all having a lot of fun. So there's, and at the garden day, we're having Devonshire teas, we're having locally made bread, we're having scones, lavender scones, and a whole range, and a barbecue, etc.
And that'll be on the Sunday?
Both Saturday and
Sunday.
Yes. And including that, there'll be games for kids and a few stalls, not too many stalls. Also on Saturday night, we're having a movie show at the local bowling club. And that will be a fantastic event because there was a series in the UK called Soldier Soldier. Mm-hmm. And two of the episodes came from Catherine Hill Bay. Oh, they filmed them here. And we've actually been able to discover those two episodes on eBay. We've been able to purchase them. And we're having those, as well as we're probably going to have a movie called The Coal Miner's Daughter with Sissy Spacek.
Yep,
And that's sort of a bit of nostalgia. Mm. And obviously, being at the bowling club, we're going to have a meal, and you can sit down with your families and friends and have a meal and enjoy that. We've got a number of heritage walks, which are free. Mm. In addition to that, we have the Fabulous Art Show, which is on both Saturday and Sunday.
Now, let's tell people about that. This is up at Catherine Hill Bay, right up the northern end of the Central Coast, in fact, into Lake Macquarie Shire. Who's going to be exhibiting in this one, Damien, and what's going to be the theme of the art show?
Well, I wish the Drysdales, the Dobells, the Margaret Ollies, all those people, we've asked along, but they've since passed away, so they haven't been able to, but they'll be there in spirit, I'm sure. Really, the exhibit is more, this is a bit unusual for most art shows. Mm. There are no prizes. Mm. But when I say that, the prize is really the community is the prize. Mm-hmm. And so we've just gone to people who have exhibited in our last festival, and that was 2007. Mm-hmm. Plus we've contacted all the local art societies.
Yep.
And by doing that, it's more about a celebration of the Bay. Mm. And that's why when we put these invitations out, we ask people, yes, by all means, we'd love you to exhibit, but they have to have a Catherine Hill Bay theme.
Yep.
And people have volunteered their works based on that theme, and we've asked over 40 artists to exhibit, and the numbers are coming in.
Fantastic.
So I don't know the final numbers, but
and where will the art show be?
We call it the Old Shop, and it's not old as such. It's a brick building. It's at the northern end of Catherine Hill Bay. And it used to be the general store and where you'd buy the best hamburgers, we thought, in the world, particularly after having a surf. You were hungry and that's where you'd go to have a hamburger. But they've been very kind. The owners of that building have been very kind to provide us their space downstairs where the old shop was. And we're going to set that up for the art show. And another plus is that we're going to have a little wine tasting and cheese tasting table outside as well. We have a person here that has a vineyard and a cellar in the Hunter Valley, and they've been very kind in donating wine and cheese
and
for that particular day. It's on both days.
Fantastic.
As well.
Mm. Mm.
So it's really just a celebration of Catherine Hill Bay and of art generally.
Fantastic.
With a Catherine Hill Bay theme.
Definitely with a Catherine Hill Bay theme. And that's what we're talking about today on Coast Arts Back to the Bay, celebrating the heritage of Catherine Hill Bay. It's Saturday and Sunday, the 5th and 6th of October on the long weekend, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m, the Back to the Bay Cultural and Heritage Festival. Everyone welcome to come along and enjoy all sorts of different things. I'm talking today to Damien Hawcroft, who's organiser of the art show, which is part of the festival. Now, Damien, let's just find out, how come you're so passionate about this? What's your links with Catherine Hill Bay, and how far do they go back?
Oh, I'd still be classed as a ring-in.
Oh.
I've only had a house here for about 35 years. And I was lucky enough, I worked in the mines locally, and I was lucky enough to buy a house here many years ago. Mm. And so my children have grown up here, and I've grown up here, even though I've moved to other places. I've returned here, and with the work I did as a mining engineer, I'd travel the world on a very regular basis. I was probably away 6 months a year, and have been for the last 20 years, everywhere from South America to Newfoundland, to the Arctic Circle, to talc mines in Europe, to uranium mines in Namibia and South Africa, and back to Asia. And everywhere I go, I go to very remote mining areas, and I always reflect on Catherine Hill Bay and sort of compare. And I've got to say that there's no place I know in the world that is like this, because it's you've got the 1870, so you've got the age, you've got the history, but also you've got the coastline,
mm.
and you've got this untouched green belt, which flows down into the water. So it's very dramatic.
Mm.
But luckily, over the years, people who live here have appreciated the heritage and the sense of place here, which is very important, and have restored or retained that sense of place and particularly the architecture and that's very special and to me it's something that needs to be preserved. So getting back to the art, I suppose one of the things for me is having a house that looks over the ocean and has this wonderful aesthetic appeal is that it translates to the way you see things. And as a child, my parents used to take me to the art gallery, drag me along to the art gallery of New South Wales, which I kind of enjoyed, particularly the larger paintings, you know, those really, really dramatic sort of paintings of, you know, pictures of wars and Roman, you know, chariots and all that sort of. But it did sink in after a while and it just became ingrained in my psyche, I believe. And I think by being at the Bay, I just have this wonderful sort of sense of aesthetics that, you know, translates to art. And with that art, you know, we have this wonderful festival coming up, and therefore we thought an art show is very much part of the where we're coming from as far as being able to display to people, encourage people to think just outside the square and look at things differently. And I think art is very much a major contributor to that type of, you know, way you see things.
Well, I know this is the first time I've driven down into Catherine Hill Bay, and when I drove down the main street and probably passed your house without knowing it, it was like, wow, what an amazing place. And then you showed me a painting of the same street done in 1976, and that's an example of the kind of art that people will see if they come along to the festival in the long weekend.
Yeah, and that's so true, Meredith, and it's nice to get your perspective on this, because every day I look out and I think this is one of the most beautiful places in the world, and I am so lucky.
Mm.
On saying that, with the getting back to the art show, people are exhibiting. Some are exhibiting to sell their works, and others we've just got some older paintings that we're exhibiting, but they're not for sale.
Not for sale, yeah.
But it's the idea of giving people the opportunity of seeing the village as most people haven't seen it, and that maybe is 30 or 40 years ago when it was still a very active mining town.
Mm.
And it has changed since. It's not as black as it used to be because it was always coated in coal dust, but it's looking a lot brighter and a lot whiter.
And I imagine there may be some photos as well that get pulled out of some cupboard somewhere?
That's a very good point. Two things we're doing, because a number of artists are exhibiting their photographs, which is wonderful. We may have some sculptures, pastels, water, colours, oils, etc. But also what's happening at the bowling club is we're having the East Lakes Historical Society.
Oh, great.
And they're very keen. They're building they've been working on this for many, many years now, but they're trying to add to their the texture of the history of the Bay by gaining more people's insights or history or photographs. So if you are coming to the Bay, and if you do have some relationship with the Bay as a child or whatever and do have photographs, we'd only love to see you and have a chat to you about your thoughts and maybe see some photographs, because it all contributes to why we're doing this, and that is to promote the heritage of Catherine Hill Bay.
That's a great way to finish, Damien. More passion here about Catherine Hill Bay. I've been talking to Damien Hawcroft, who's organiser of the art show for the Back to the Bay Festival, 5th and 6th of October in the long weekend, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. each day, the Saturday and Sunday. And for all the details about what's going to be happening, you can go to catherinehillbay.org.au. Thanks, Damien. It's been great to meet you today.
Yeah, and it's a pleasure to meet you, Meredith, and I welcome you to the day, and also all your listeners. Everyone is welcome. We embrace visitors, so please come along.
Oh, I think I'll try and get up here for at least one of those days. You're on Coast Arts with Meredith Gilmore on Coast FM 963.